merely an affection of the soul of man towards the fair, or towards anything, but is to be found in the bodies of all animals, and in productions of the earth, and, I may say, in all that is. Such is the conclusion which I seem to have gathered from my own art of medicine, whence I learn how great and wonderful and universal is the deity of love, whose empire extends over all things divine as well as human. And from medicine I will begin, that I may do honour to my art. There are in the human body these two kinds of love, which are confessedly different and unlike, and being unlike, they have loves and desires which are unlike, and the desire of the healthy is one, and the desire of the diseased is another. And as Pausanias was just now saying, that to indulge good men is honourable, and bad men dishonourable, so too in the body the good and healthy elements are to be indulged, and the bad elements and the elements of disease are not to be indulged, but discouraged. And this is what the physician has to do, and in this the art of medicine consists. For medicine may be regarded generally as the knowledge of the loves and desires of the body, and how to satisfy them or not. And the best physician is he who is able to separate fair love from foul, or to convert one into the other. And he who knows how to eradicate and how to implant love, whichever is required, and can reconcile the most hostile elements in the constitution, and make them loving friends, is a skilful practitioner. Now, the most hostile are the most opposite, are such as hot and cold, bitter and sweet, moist and dry, and the like. And my ancestor, Asclepius, knowing how to implant friendship and accord in these elements, was the creator of our art, as our friends, the poets, here tell us, and I believe them. And not only medicine in every branch, but the arts of gymnastic and husbandry are under his dominion. Anyone who pays the least attention to the subject will also perceive that in music there is the same reconciliation of opposites.